Ross, let's talk about how the corn checkoff program in Indiana is beginning to sort of evolve. It was in terms of how we're promoting renewable fuels. It was promoting E85. It was introducing ethanol to a lot of folks the last couple of years. Now we're beginning to focus a little differently and really focus on building the infrastructure and getting that choice out there to consumers. Tell us a little bit of how this program is changing and what you see coming down the road.
Well, certainly you've hit the nail on the head, so to speak. We are definitely now focusing more on trying to build the infrastructure to provide that consumer choice. We've been very involved in trying to get the message out about ethanol and its benefits, and now we're trying to get it to where we can actually offer the consumer something other than just E10 or E85. We've seen a lot of interest by retailers and by consumers at the mid-level blends, and we think that that has a really bright future for developing greater markets for ethanol.
Of course, before we can give consumers that choice, we have to be able to present them with that choice. And that involves an awful lot of infrastructure, changes, pumps, pipes, all those kinds of things. It's a pretty complicated process. We you know, throw out that term, we end up rebuilding infrastructure. But, boy, there's a lot of parts to that infrastructure.
Yeah, infrastructure takes a very broad meaning, doesn't it? Well, one of the things that our corn farmers have committed to doing with their checkoff dollars is to actually invest $450,000 towards building that infrastructure to assist retailers in installing blender pumps. So what we've actually done is we have 14 pumps that have already been approved through the grant process. And just a little bit about the grant, it is $20,000 or up to 50% of the project cost. So that goes directly to the retailer to get the pump installed.
Is that an arduous process for retailers to make that upgrade, or is it something that you're finding retailers interested in taking a look at?
And it's very dependent on each individual business, certainly, but we've gotten a lot of interest, and as the grant program gets better known, we're seeing even greater interest in it. So I think that depending on it's completely dependent upon that retailer, but in some cases it's been a relatively easy process to upgrade. In other cases, it does involve a little bit more of further infrastructure, to continue to use that word, development, beyond just installing the pump.
Tom Bias here indicated that a lot of the retailers, even though they have that connection with the oil companies, are willing to look at this. And there may be a perception out there by the farmers that all oil companies are standing in the way of adoption. But what you're saying is it really is individual retailers looking at their own situation and making those decisions.
That's certainly how I see it happening. And, you know, we are in a society that consumers really drive what we do. And so in this case, we're seeing consumer demand. And as a result, we're going to meet that demand at all levels.
Of course, it's a long process. How long do you think it's going to take before we can really begin to see pretty well statewide, availability of a variety of choices on renewable fuels for
Well, gosh, I wish I knew that answer. I think we're making steady progress, and I think that's all we can continue to do is to just continue moving that needle forward and working towards it. And we've got a nice coalition that works together very well, and we'll just continue trying to advance the project.